Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, welcome back, everybody, to the podcast, and a warm welcome to all of the wonderful people in the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood if you're watching this live. Today, we are talking about nervous system awareness and transforming trauma to triumph. To speak on this topic, we have the wonderful Sheridan Ruth. She is a certified somatic trauma therapist, a yoga therapist, an Ayurvedic wellness coach who unites ancient esoteric wisdom with evidence-based innovative neuroscience. Her expertise comes from years of experience in coaching others through hair loss, relationship anxiety, entrepreneurship, and OCD, plus her decade-long embodiment of these practices herself. So welcome to the podcast, Sheridan.
Hi, I'm really excited, happy to be here, curious to jump in. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited too. And Sheridan's calling in all the way from Colombia, and currently she is locked out of her apartment. So she is like a true warrior entrepreneur, just jumping in from outside of her apartment, doing what you got to do, right?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, this is the life as an entrepreneur. You do the podcast interview outside of your apartment.
Yeah.
Across the other side of the world.
Absolutely. And entrepreneurship, it really takes you outside of your comfort zone. And it really, yeah, is the biggest personal development journey you can ever go on. So this is just one of those barriers to get through, but we're going to do it. So if there is a slight little lag, it could be the internet being Australia, Colombia, outside of the apartment internet, but let's do it. I always start with the rapid inspiration question. So can you firstly inspire us with what your superpower is?
Honestly, my superpower is knowing the specific question questions to ask a person, this sounds kind of lame, but knowing the specific questions to ask a person that are sometimes really uncomfortable, but help them kind of see something that they weren't seeing. I'm just amazing at asking questions. It's insane. Yeah, I'm really good at asking questions.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, that's not lame at all. That is perfect, right? We learn through the exploration of being able to ask questions and listen to the answers. So that's amazing. And what is your favorite quote or mantra at the moment?
At the moment, I think the one that I keep returning to, if I'm really honest, is just like, God is good, whatever God or goddess or whatever you whatever that is for you, but things are good. God is good. There are good things happening. Yeah.
And I think we need to hear that now more than ever. Like, the world is good. Like, we've been led to believe that it's so evil, but it is, there's a lot of good in it too. So I love that. And last one, who or what is inspiring you at the moment?
Honestly, just the mountains. I'm really lucky to live in a place that's in a valley. And so I get to see a lot of mountains. And I feel like growing up in Australia, in Canberra, we don't have a lot of really impressive mountains. And so I've always been enamored by how strong they are and how they just bring this really Kafic, this like grounding, like mama energy. And so lately, over the past few weeks, I have been sitting and spending a lot of time just looking at the mountains and feeling really, I think that they have, there's just so much wisdom in them, how constant they are, how strong they are, how sturdy they can be, how inspiring they can be, how much they can change through the weeks. Like, I don't know, they just, yeah, honestly, I just keep looking at the mountains and thinking about all these amazing parallels with life.
I love that answer. No one has said mountains before. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Good question.
Can you please share with us how your journey into becoming a certified somatic trauma therapist, a yoga therapist, and an Ayurvedic wellness coach began, and what drew you to these fields?
Yeah. So completely honest, what drew me to the fields was that the other fields, the more kind of quote unquote traditional things, they just weren't working. If I'm really honest, it just wasn't working. I lost my hair when I was 7 years old. I have an autoimmune hair loss. I have no hair at all. And it propelled me down this spiral of low self-esteem for all of my teenage years and my young adult life. And that low self-esteem influenced how I had relationships and friendships and how I did my studies and how I went to university and all of the things, right? You know, and I ended up in a really abusive relationship, yoga actually really helped me get out of that, building like that confidence and strength and self love and self care to remove myself from that situation. And then unfortunately, he passed away via suicide a couple of weeks after I left. And that just threw me into this hole of confusion and grief. And there was a lot of drama and chaos and tragedy that happened around my entire life, just falling apart. And I was diagnosed with complex PTSD. That was anxiety and all of these struggles, just being a human. And I was trying to feel better and nothing worked except for yoga. But at the same time, it just wasn't enough. Yoga wasn't enough. It was, that's really nice, but I need something that's going to help me change the way that I behave and the way that I act and the way that I feel and the way that I speak to myself, the way I speak to other people, how I connect, what I'm doing, how I treat my body. You know, I came from a background of disordered eating, and from yoga, I found myself into the somatic trauma therapy and kind of healed my complex, I don't like to use the word healed. I think that you guys understand what I mean when I say healed, kind of worked through and healed those difficult responses to the world and life and became much more secure in myself and my relationships and my emotions. And then Ayurveda came in and I I don't know. It was one of those things where it was like, this seems really interesting. I'm going to explore it. I don't know where it's going to go. Let's give it a go. And bringing that into my life changed so many things. And I think already coming from a background working with the body, it's the soma and the nervous system, Ayurveda seemed like it helped a lot of lifestyle elements kind of click, kind of help bring the whole of you and spirituality together. And that's how I ended up here, just because I needed something to work.
Love that. I always say, like, Ayurveda, it really calls you. And, you know, they say that the ancient sages have called you forward, like if you're being propelled towards the wisdom of Ayurveda. And it truly is a holistic medicine. It really touches the physical aspects of the body, the mind, the emotional aspects, the spiritual aspects. And I even say, like, our dharmic health, our dharmic path, and the way we show up in the world. And it just helps you cultivate so much self-awareness. And with that self-awareness leads to self-empowerment. And when you're self-empowered, you have this unlimited potential within you, and it really uncovers all of that. So no one truly understands how magical the world of Ayurveda is, and learning Ayurveda until you're in it. So yeah, I think it's so beautiful that you've been called to that. And I know with your work that you do have a unique approach, combining the ancient esoteric wisdom with evidence-based neuroscience. So how did you discover this integration, and how has it enriched your therapeutic practices?
Yeah, I think as far as how I discovered it was just kind of, like I said, kind of following intuition and being like, I'm going to study these two things, and we're just going to see how that comes together. I'm really lucky because I get to work with really, really amazing individuals. I work a lot. Most of the people that I work with experience some level of anxiety. And like you said, once you begin applying these tools, you kind of just discover this way of being that you didn't even know was possible, this ease and this power. And so what's happened is that I began working with a lot of individuals around their complex PTSD and their emotional management and their trauma healing. And we would start, and we would kind of do these body-based practices, and we would have our coaching, and it was really, really, really lovely and powerful. And then they started getting to this point where they're like, well, everything's really good now, and I want more. I have these dreams. And I've been really lucky that I've been able to work on a long-term basis with a lot of one-on-one clients. And what we've been able to do is bring Ayurveda in and bring kind of Tantra in as well. I come from more of a Tantric perspective with Ayurveda, and bringing all of these things in and creating this own modality and methodology. And so a lot of it is, there's lifestyle tweaks that we bring together, there's psychosomatic exploration that we do, there's energetic work, there's meditative work, contemplative work, we contemplate our dharma, but there's strategic changes that we make inside of their businesses or inside of how they work if they're not like self-employed. It's physiological, it's lifestyle, it's micro in like the little moments of every single day. Let's change the way that you breathe when you're waiting. Let's change if you're, instead of eating lemons, let's eat limes. These little micro changes, as well as these big macro changes of the trauma healing and inner child work and shadow work and embodiment changes and things like that. Does that answer your question? I don't know if I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you have brought together your own methodology. It's exactly what we teach in my program, the Ayurveda Alchemist Program, which certifies people to become Ayurveda and women's holistic health coaches. And my higher self methodology is the backbone to that and everything that I do. And my third pillar is dharmic impact. And part of that in the Ayurveda Alchemist Program is really about drawing from your own personal experiences, but also your expertise. So even if everyone's qualified with the same certification or degree, you are so unique in the way you do things because you can draw on from your personal experiences and your other expertise, other skills, so that you can create your own methodology to help people because you know that it's true to you and you know that it works because you've been able to apply it and embody it in your own life. And I really feel with Ayurveda, it's not just about saying all the fancy Sanskrit words and, you know, saying, you know, what dinacharya and lifestyle routine and all that. It's actually about embodying the practice on that deeper level. And when you've embodied it yourself and in combination with the other things that you can do, it can turn it into a really unique method and unique medicine to the provider, the healer. And so I love that you've done that. And it's exactly what I teach my clients to do. You know, I've had kinesiologists, nurses go through the program. I've had accountants go through the program, yoga teachers. Like, everyone has their own flavor to make their own unique beauty with it. And that's what I love about it as well. I mentioned in your bio when I was introducing you that I read about you being diagnosed with complex PTSD, and you've also mentioned it as well before pursuing your Ayurveda coaching certification. So how did this diagnosis impact your entrepreneurial journey, and what role did the nervous system awareness play in overcoming these challenges?
It impacted it so much more than I realized. Have you ever had one of those moments where you kind of look back and you're like, I got through it, but it was worse than I thought it was?
Yeah.
It was one of those. So I'm gonna kind of combine what I experienced as well as what I see my clients experience, because simply for the reason of that, I don't think I was fully aware of how much it was impacting me until I did this back route into healing, and I've now been able to go, oh, that was happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just for context, complex PTSD is when it manifests in a lot of different ways for each person, but a lot of the ways that what's really happened is that the body has perceived some level of trauma, so something that's too much or too often or too soon. The body perceives this. It has nothing to do with consciously what you think is too much. The body perceives that something has happened that has created a wound inside. And it's not a wound of the flesh. It's not a wound that you can put on a day and say, well, that was the day that everything got hurt. I like to think of it as a wound on your system, a wound on your soul, a mark that sits there and changes the way that your body moves, or energy moves through you, or the way your thoughts run through the samskaras, right? Those imprints inside of our being, inside of our brain. And complex PTSD is when we've had these traumas consistently and they haven't been healed. They haven't been integrated. And so what we do is we create these protective mechanisms. But because the underlying experience of that is that our body thinks that we are still at some level of risk. So usually what that means, if we've learned that there's some level of connection with other human beings that isn't safe, they're going to abandon us, they're going to hurt us, they're going to use us, they're going to betray us, they're going to forget about us, they're going to not like us, they're going to reject us, they're going to humiliate us, something, right? And if we think about or money will do that. So it's kind of humans or money. Money kind of representing resources and safety, or God, depending, or your father, or whatever it is that we have this relationship with money. And if we think about the entrepreneurial journey, it's everything that is inherently scary and activating. So it's all about resources. How much money do I have? Can I pay rent? Do I have food? How much money do I have? Do I fit in with people? Do I fit, like, what will happen if I make more money than my partner? Will they get upset with me? Will that change our dynamic? What if I don't make enough, right? We have all of this survival relationship to money, as well as relationships in entrepreneurial work, right?
What do these people think of me? Are they going to think it's lame? Are they going to reject me? Is this going to be really humiliating? Is it actually safe to be myself around people? Do I have to put on a mask? Like, we have all these questions that the body is consistently asking itself when it's going out to do this very vulnerable thing, which is, here I am, this is the service or the product that I have, and I would really like for you to engage with it, please. And thank you, I think it would be good. That's a very vulnerable thing to do. And so we're dealing with these very primal and activating elements of, am I safe to do the thing that I want to do? Am I safe to follow through my heart and my dharma and express myself? Will I be taken care of? Will people love me? Will I remain part of the tribe? And that's really what your body is doing all day, every day. And it is heightened, exactly like you said, in the entrepreneurial journey, personal development. You have to put on steroids if you want to really get to the place that you want to be. And so what happens is we go through this experience every single day. Our body is asking, am I loved? Am I safe? 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 And the vulnerability of entrepreneurship sometimes makes the body unsure of how to answer that question. When you receive an email and it's like, hey, I saw your dot, dot, dot. Your conscious mind is looking at that thinking, yeah, that's just an email about the thing that I was speaking about on the email or post or whatever. But your nervous system, the way that it perceives that, it's probably pulling on the time that you received an email from university when you were 19 years old and you forgot to put in something, or you made a mistake when you were submitting something, or somebody saw something on the internet and criticized you about what you said, or you got a letter from your mom, or like some, you know, there's some experience that it's had where it's received information and now it's taken and it's been traumatic and it's taken that and created a blueprint inside of your body. And so you read emails and your body is thinking that it's that time. Or you made a project when you were a kid and you thought it was amazing. Oh my God, have you ever had that? You're like, this was an amazing project and nobody thought it was that great. That will come, your body is referencing that experience when you share your new program and you're like, this is amazing, but I'm really nervous about getting it out there in the world and I keep procrastinating and I don't know why I'm not doing this. The reason that you're procrastinating is because your body thinks that you're back in grade 9 and you're not going to be received in the way that you want. Maybe somebody's going to criticize you, or you're just going to feel really disappointed and you didn't know how to deal with that disappointment when you were in grade 9. Maybe now you do, but your body doesn't have that updated information. And so what's interesting and what's really important to remember is that your nervous system has a relationship with your business. And you have a conscious relationship with your business. For most people, they are not congruent. They're not on the same page, just because we have different ways of receiving information through the body versus through the mind. And we need support in seeing what we can't see and seeing that the story of the body is referencing past trauma, past experiences, your ancestors' experiences. We hold generational patterns inside of our nervous system up until 7 generations. So it's got this whole entire different relationship, but it's the baseline, and it is the baseline of how you do everything. So if there's something that you're like, this just doesn't seem to make sense, it's not working, I don't know why it's so hard, I don't really get it, this feels like I'm struggling more than I should be, it's because there's something inside of the body that is perceiving your conscious goal as unsafe or unattainable.
That makes so much sense. And it's so true. Like, entrepreneurship will show all your fears to you. It will really be confronting. And even like those underlining fears that we're not aware of, and we're just trying to work ourselves out. And I think that's why it really peels back the layers of who we truly are. And when you merge that with Ayurveda, like it is such a huge thing to go through. So yeah, I love what you said then. And, you know, just talking about the nervous system, how do you understand the nervous system through the lens of the doshas and the polyvagal theory?
Yeah. So the way that my mind has created this understanding, the way that it understands it best, and the way that's been most supportive to my clients, please feel free to edit it, change it. Like, everyone, find what works for you. But this is what makes sense for us. Inside of the nervous system, we have the parasympathetic. Everything feels really good. It feels easy. Even if there's a challenge, you can kind of look at that with clarity and say, yeah, I can work through that. It's going to be okay. I've got wisdom. I've got patience. I've got perspective. I've got love and compassion. It's safe to connect with other people. It's this really beautiful, benevolent, calm space. And for me, that's a very sattvic. It's, I can pull on different elements. Nothing is out. Like, to, if I need fire, because I got to go, you know, put on kind of some power, I can pull that from Pitta. If I need a little bit of creativity and spirituality, I've got Vata element that I can pull on. If I just need a little bit more stability, we've got Kapha. I've got this world access, and I've got clarity about how to use it and how not to use it. And I feel good about it. This is our regulated nervous system. Doesn't mean there's not challenges. It means that I've got them. And I've got access to these elements. And so what happens is the doshas, the way that I see them, is that your body can pull on the elements that lives within it, right? We all have a little bit of everything inside based on what it perceives that it needs. So if I perceive that I am now in danger because I have a deadline and an email and I'm really worried about what will happen if I don't make enough money this week, even if everything's fine, my body is perceiving that is a threat. And maybe I'm a little bit more pitta oriented. What it might do is it might say, all right, she's got pitta inside and I've got this thing that I need to achieve in order to stay safe. I'm going to pull on the pitta inside of me and I'm going to use that fiery essence to get to what I need. And so I go into the kind of that fight. It's like that pitta fight energy. It's like we're getting, it's like boom. And so it's like, I've got to do this and I've got heartburn, but like I need more coffee. And it's like this, like, kind of, I'm getting angry now that it's not going away. And we pull on all of the imbalance of pitta, right? We can pull on like the amazing leadership and determination and discipline and like pushing through. That's true. But we also are probably pulling on like the indigestion and I don't know, the eczema, I don't know, all of these like pitta responses that we have, right? You might be the type of person who pulls on that. I know that I am. You might be the type of person who actually pulls more on Vata, and we go into this fear-based space, right? So fear, it's like that dry, like scattered, I'm really scattered, I feel really distracted, I have to get this done, I'm really worried about this. It's like this worry and this procrastination, but at the same time, I'm like kind of constipated and I'm just like up in the air. Like, we are in Vata, right? And it's this flight response. It's like scattered, it like wants to run away. It's got this movement to it. We can also go the other way and we can kind of topple past those, both of them, and we can go into that lethargic, heavy Kapha dorsal vagal shutdown response. If we think about what Kapha is, if we have a lot of Kapha in our system, it's like sluggish and heavy and it can be a little bit icky and we kind of want to shut down and we don't really want to, you know. And when we have too much of that, we're actually in this freeze or immobilized response, which is that dorsal vagal. And what we need to get out of it is more fire, or more air, more movement, right? Like, we would use spices, for example. We'd ask you to go out and go for a walk, for example. These are the things that help us take us outside of this dorsal vagal response in polyvagal theory. And I think it's helpful to look at it through the lens of elements, as well as the nervous system, because instead of me having to prescribe to you, do this breath work for this nervous system state, I can say instead, you have an overload of these specific qualities, these gunas, and we know that you need the opposite of that. So in this moment, based on the tools, the resource, the time, the privacy, and everything that you have, how can you build in those things? What would it look like for you to bring in more lightness? What would it look like for you to bring in a little bit of stability or sweetness? How would you bring them in to bring yourself back to that sattvic state? It's, to me, it's much more empowering and applicable to like real life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I love about bringing in the elements, the gunas, understanding the doshas and how to work with them to the best of your ability to get, you know, the most out of your life and your business or whatever that is for you, even if you don't have a business, but you might have a career, you might have a family, whatever that is for you. We use these in everyday life just to bring ourselves into more of a balanced state or more of a powerful state, if that's the state we need to be in for that moment in time. But I think just backtracking a little before people get to that understanding of how to use these elements and the gunas, the doshas to propel them forward, I think there are a lot of people, they have past traumas, but they are unaware or they haven't quite identified the traumas and are unaware of how they can move through these challenges to unlock their full potential so they can move forward in their life or in their business, whatever that may be. So in your line of work, how can you help them identify and work through these challenges to start with, to identify the underlying sort of traumas? Well, what would you say there? It's a big question.
Great question.
Yeah.
Big question. And you know what? I'm going to answer it in a really simple way. So there are so many traumas, and each of them has kind of presenting different symptoms, right? If I have a fear of abandonment, let's just use entrepreneurship, for example. If I have a fear of abandonment because I have a trauma of abandonment, I might be like, I'm going to get off the sales call. And then if they don't respond for 3 days, like I'm going to have heart palpitations because they said yes, but what if they change their mind? Right. If I'm super avoidant, I might like just completely avoid connection and want to kind of not connect with humans and just kind of stay up here and like feel kind of this, like, I don't really want connection. And that can really lead to a lot of burnout because you're consistently having to pull yourself up and out of yourself in order to serve people because you don't feel comfortable connecting with them, right? I think it's pretty obvious if I have a trauma around being seen, if I have insecurities about my body, if I'm insecure about how worthy I am or how smart I am or if I'm enough, or it's going to manifest in not being able to kind of be seen and speak what you really want to say inside and share the medicine that you go through the program and that you create, right? There's traumas around if I don't have enough trust in myself, I'm not going to be able to make decisions. I'm going to be really indecisive and kind of really hard for me to make decisions and do the things that I want to do. I'm not going to have that courage and that bravery because I don't trust that I'm going to be okay if it's on the other side. All of these things, you and I could probably sit and talk for 3 hours identifying it. Like, you've had clients where you see that there's something deeper stopping them, right?
Totally.
But I think the best way to identify it is doing kind of an audit of your day. And I have a tool that I can share with you and everyone can go and they can download it and they can use this tool, because when you are facing trauma, and you're facing something that is pulling your trauma out, your nervous system goes into, like we said, it's like, oh, that's not totally safe. We're touching on some really sensitive things right now, and I'm not really sure about that. And so what we can do is we can track the sensations, the thoughts, the emotions, and the response that our body is giving us throughout the day, using an awareness and education of the nervous system and what it means. And I have a tool that will educate on that and give you the ability to do that. But if we can track that throughout the day, especially throughout the workday, for let's say 2 weeks, then we're going to be able to look at it and say, oh, you know, I've noticed when I do this specific task, I have like weirdness in my stomach afterwards. And I didn't notice that before, but I'm noticing that happened 3 times last week. I wonder what that is about. And we can take our curiosity and all of our tools and, like, you know, I think all of us have so many amazing tools to do to do an inquiry. And if not, ask me for help, ask you for help. But if we can take that awareness, then we can actually find your specific trauma that is related to you instead of the one that somebody wrote about it theoretically on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I also think people really resonate with stories and examples. So do you have a success story of someone you've worked with who was able to transform their business or life through the lens of nervous system awareness and Ayurvedic principles, like how they specifically did it?
Yeah, can you help me choose one? We can talk about money and receiving more money out of fear of not receiving it, a fear of receiving it, transforming to receiving it. Or
give us that one. That
fear of connection. Yeah, money's nice, right?
Yeah. I think it's a big fear for a lot of people, so I think it's a good one.
Yeah. I had a client who, when we started working together, she had come from a relatively successful career, right? And so she'd made money before. But at the same time, she had some underlying health concerns that were really curious to me. And we started talking about that. And I was like, well, there's something deeper here. So she's coming from this place where she's made money before, and then she went independent. And the skills really didn't change, but she lost a lot of weight. And she started having a lot of tension in her body and some digestive problems. And her income went down. And she started having some problems inside of her marriage. We're kind of talking, and I was like, these are all connected. And I didn't know specifically, you know, this was before we started working together. I didn't specifically know what they were, but I knew that they were connected. We were actually on a podcast on her podcast, and I was a guest there, and I was like, oh, that's really curious. And so what we did when we started working together, she was like, I need to work with you. I want to work around feeling safe to receive more money, because she felt that when she started thinking about receiving more money, she didn't really know how. She had these like mental blocks, even though she knew she was intelligent, she could probably figure it out. There was just something that didn't feel right. Or when she did have money come in, she would just spend it. She's like, I don't even know what I'm spending it on. It just goes. And I want to be able to hold and receive more. And so that was the first thing that we did. We did an expansion, nervous system expansion practice around receiving more money. And it's just really being able to hold that sensation and that energy inside of the body. We changed some of her lifestyle tips up and things like that. And we kept practicing this receiving more money, feeling safe to receive more money. I'm not going to be rejected. I'm not going to put the weight back on. I'm not going to change, the dynamic won't change in my marriage. Just I feel safe to receive more money, to earn more than my partner, to be that big again, energetically in my vision, without being that big in my weight. And we did a lot of inquiry around the tension and the pain that she had. And what happened was, to be honest, it was a little bit kind of like, oh, I'm not really sure how where this is going to go. The money wasn't coming in for a little bit while. It looked like something should have been looking different for it to be successful, right? But we kept going, and we kept having faith, and we kept going with the practices. And towards the end of our time working together, it sounds so silly. It's like that actually can happen. But she had some really, really big clients come in. like some really, really big clients come in. And so she's gone and her income just raised just like that. And she made more of that in that last month of us working together than she had made since maybe like she hadn't made that amount in about 3 years. And not only did that happen, that was really lovely. That was really, really amazing, really, really awesome. But the biggest thing about us and working together was that there was not a single moment where she felt that she was pushing herself, that she's very like this fiery Pitta Aries type. But there was not a single moment where she ever felt like she had to work really hard and like really push herself and go into this like hustle mentality. She did it all from this place of like ease and pleasure, softness. And it's because of that, that her body relaxed, the tension in her neck went away, her digestion improved, her relationships improved. And for me, the money was amazing. And that was really, really cool. And like she ended up actually getting her favorite car. Like she'd been manifesting this car for years and she hadn't gotten it. And then she got it on like this ridiculous sale. I was like, okay, red Jeep, love it. But all of it was done from so much ease.
I mean, that's impressive in its own right, being a high Pitta constitution, right? So that's accolades to that.
I know. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. To wrap it up, would you be able to share some simple yet effective techniques that individuals can implement daily to improve their nervous system awareness and just overall mental resilience? Because I think when we're looking at our nervous system, we also need that mental resilience as well. They kind of like go hand in hand. So do you have any implementations that you do through the day or that you give your clients that the listeners can take with them from this episode and start working on those small things today?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is something that it's kind of maybe where I want to invite and challenge the listeners is to get to know your nervous system state, like your pattern. I'm more of a Pitta and I tend to get more critical towards myself or towards others, and that's kind of a sign that, oh, there's a bit of an imbalance here. I tend to be that go, 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 right? And so I know that when I get into that place, it's a sign of imbalance. And you can access the PDF that I'll share with you, and I think it will be quicker for the listeners just to look at that and understand it. So I would say get to know where you go with it, and then understand this really one simple thing, which is that there is a difference between your problem and your body's experience with the problem. So if we're dealing with a problem in our lives, entrepreneurship, even just life, it's just kind of like there's lots of things we have to sort out, right? This doesn't go well, I have to call Telstra. Oh my God, this happened, I got this email, right? There's so many problems. There's two things. In every problem, there's two problems. There's your nervous system response to the problem, and there is actually the problem. Every single day, in little moments where you ever have to solve any problem, I want you to ask yourself, what's my nervous system response to this? And what does it need to get back to regulation? It has to complete a stress cycle in order to get back to that satvic, clear, wise, creative, beautiful space. So what that means is it might need to discharge energy. It might need to do a down regulation breath. It might need to go outside. It might need to look at the sun, right? I have recommendations for this in the PDF, and I like you have podcasts on this. We come from backgrounds, I think, and you teach this as well. So there are all of these amazing, beautiful practices, but find one that you can use. It can be essential oils. It can be meditation. It can be journaling. Find one that you can use that matches your nervous system. And in the day, go by and say, how can I complete the stress response in my nervous system? How can I move through this energy and return back to regulation? And then ask yourself the question, how can I now solve this problem from this really wise state? Am I being clear when I speak about problems?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's the beauty of when you really understand how to work with your dosha and the gunas, the elements, because it really is an individualized medicine. So even what I'm hearing you saying is understanding your nervous system according to your doshic imprint and how we can then apply the tools to whatever, you know, problem, quote unquote, has caused the dysregulation in the nervous system, or perceived problem, I should say, because it's your nervous system reacting to a perceived problem. I mean, sometimes it is a real problem, but sometimes we perceive it in a different
sometimes way. It is, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
70% of the time, at least, it's definitely not.
yeah, absolutely. And it's just being able to be a little less reactive and a bit more proactive in how we respond to those situations or what we perceive as problems. So thank you so much. It's been really insightful. It's been really great and wonderful chatting with you. Where can our listeners find you if they would love to learn more, work with you, all of the good things?
If you find me on Instagram or my website, just look for Sheridan Ruth, Sheridan Ruth. I would go have a look there, and I think that you probably have some links below and things that, so it's super easy for everyone. Have a look there. You'll find links to my resources, YouTube, podcast, and everything like that. And I would probably say the best thing is I'll send you the link for my nervous system PDF where they can look at all of these different states. They can download that and they can use that as the reference tool. And from there, you'll be in contact with me. You'll get emails. Unless you want to unsubscribe, which you are also welcome to do, but that's how you best find me.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was really awesome feeling.
If you missed the intro and jumped straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you up-level your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health, or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.